Third.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a guest. His name is Neil Jackson. He's from here in Jefferson City, and he is a junior in political science at Mizzou, and he's going to be serving as my intern this year, and everybody will be seeing him and working with him, and I hope you'll give him a nice response.
We're delighted to welcome the guest of the senator from Buchanan, who is a constituent of the senator from Cole, to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward, sir. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 153, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to transparency in the health care market.
I would put cost transparency into the health care market so that we could all know how much things would cost before we have to buy them. And it has the potential to be the biggest economic development bill this session if it would just only pass. The other one needs no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 154, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Senator from the second.
I have two bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 155, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Senator?
President, what this bill does is it tries to take a more regional approach to tax increment financing so that we're not stealing a grocery store from a neighboring city and calling that economic development, and also trying to just make sure we have a regional approach to our growth and our economic incentives. Thank you, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 156, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to suspended sentences for certain crimes.
Senator, introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
It is. It says Senate Bill. Senate Joint Resolution 13, offered by Senator Justice, an act relating to petitions for referenda and initiatives.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. I think it's become entirely too easy in the state of Missouri to buy a constitutional amendment or buy a law change. This would simply make it difficult, it would raise the hurdle, it would raise the bar for those folks who are going out there and collecting signatures to put something on the ballot. It would require that these signatures be collected from all of the congressional districts throughout the state. If you are, like me, tired of people coming in and buying laws in this state, I would ask that you sign on as a co-sponsor to this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Have a bill. It does not require further explanation.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 157, offered by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to child abuse.
Senator from the 4th.
Senator, I have a bill.
Send it forward.
It requires no further explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 158, offered by Senator Kevany, an act relating to clean water permit fees.
Senator from the 7th.
Two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 159, offered by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to statutory liens against personality.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
No. Senate Bill 160, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the tasting of liquor.
You want to take over? Senator from Lewis.
President, I have two bills.
Okay.
All right. Send them forward.
Send it forward. Okay. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill 161, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to business development loans for agribusiness.
Senator from Lewis.
No explanation.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 162, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the Farm to Table Advisory Board.
Senator from Lewis.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports on standing reports of standing committees.
Seeing no objections, we will go to reports of standing committees. And Senator from Stoddard. The order of business is report of standing committees, and Senator from Stoddard is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Send the report forward.
Mr. President, I would ask that Ms. Cynthia Pruden be removed from that list that has been distributed to each senator's desk. She has been a nominee of the member of the Board of Probation and Parole. There's been a senator who has objected to her appointment, her confirmation this afternoon.
Senator, we wanted to clarify the report that you sent forward had her name stricken off of that list.
Okay.
So the report that you've sent forward has her name stricken.
Okay, so Mrs. Cynthia Pruden's name has been stricken from the list.
That is correct. However, the list that was distributed among your colleagues has her name currently still on the list.
Okay, I just wanted to let my colleagues understand that her name has not been submitted with the report that I sent forward just a few moments ago.
That is correct.
Can I inquire of the senator from the 13th?
Senator from the 13th, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You came to me just a few moments ago with some consternation about the approval of Mrs. Pruden. Is that correct?
Yes, and while we have newer members listening, basically what I did is I had some issues with the Democratic appointee to probation and parole. I came to you because you're chairman of that committee in issuing that report. Then I respectfully went to the sponsoring senator and mentioned it to him as well. And you felt if everyone was comfortable at this time, it would be good just to remove that person. That person can be brought back up by you at the next report and everything. But at this time, instead of debating, laying it over, we were all in agreement just to withdraw it at this time.
That's correct. So Cynthia Pruden was the one that you came to me and had concerns about confirming here this afternoon. So I have actually taken her name from the report that I submitted just a few moments ago to the dais and to the secretary. And so her name will not be on the list that the Senate will be voting on, hopefully here in just a few moments.
Right, and I think what we have also done in this process has shown the proper way to go about.
Certainly. It's my understanding that you have not heard from her. Is that correct?
And well, one of the things we all have to realize when it comes to probation and parole, there's six members of probation and parole. There's a big state in the state of Missouri, and there's areas that are larger than others, the metropolitan areas, where there might be a larger population in the prisons, and a lot of those constituents come up. I do not know where the other five probation and parole officers are located geographically throughout the state so that there's a voice throughout the region. There's a lot of questions, and a lot of times we just go ahead and approve these nominations, but I think as a senator, I believe she is replacing an appointment from the urban area. So I have a lot of these questions that have not been answered. I have not met this individual, and I don't want to delay everyone's time, and I'm not saying I'm going to delay her appointment in the future, but this just came up, and since we didn't deal with it Thursday and it popped up today, I politely came to you out of respect as you being the chairman, and hopefully we don't have to spend a lot of time on it today and it can be dealt with in the future. And I thank you for your quick response to my inquiry.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above report in one motion.
Senator from Stoddard moves the unanimous consent to approve the list in one motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. We will vote on that all in one motion. Senator from the third, what purpose do you rise?
Could I inquire the senator from the fourth?
Senator from the fourth. Senator from the fourth, you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I see that you have an appointee or a nominee, a Virgil Belfi, as a member of the Boiler and Pressure Vessel Board.
Yes, sir, I do.
Are you satisfied that he's qualified?
Yes, sir. He's a reappointment.
All right. You didn't receive any pressure to put him back on, did you?
No pressure at all.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, the Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointment.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted that report. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire the Secretary of the Senate, see if we have messages from the House, and if so, please have them read.
We do have a message from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read that message?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 45, an act relating to small businesses, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire the Secretary of the Senate, see if we have messages from the governor, and if they are appointments, please waive the reading and have them printed in the journal.
They are, and they will be printed in the journal. Okay. Senator from Stoddard, we are going to you for you to refer appointments.
Mr. President, please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
They will be referred. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I would ask you to recognize the Senator from Clay for a motion on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1.
Seeing no objections, we are on the business of concurrent resolutions, and we will now go to the Senator from Clay. For what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise to ask that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 be taken up before the body for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the resolution be adopted and also actually brought forward for third reading and final passage. Mr. President, as people know, I've been on the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules for some number of years now. We had a rule that was brought before us by the Public Service Commission, and it was the determination of the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules that one portion of that rule, we were able to reach settlement on all other portions of the rule that were in that were contested, that there was one portion of the rule that was not within the terms of the statute, and furthermore, that the committee also believed that the particular rule was not only within the terms of the statute, but was arbitrary and capricious as well. That is within the jurisdiction of our committee to determine. We have since attempted to try to get all sorts of remedies, but the only remedy that we have available to us at this point is to do a Senate concurrent resolution to affirm the decision of the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. Mr. President, this is the one opportunity, one of the opportunities that we have to make sure that people do not attempt to get by regulation that which they cannot get or failed to secure through legislation. I'm sure that there may be some questions with regard to this. However, this concurrent resolution works just exactly the way as a bill would work. We will pass it through this chamber. I'm sure there's also a House concurrent resolution working its way through the system. It's also presented to the governor for signature. And I would prefer to take questions from the body if there are any. I renew my motion to ask for its approval.
Senator from Clay moves the adoption and third reading of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, senators recognize a close.
I close.
Senator from Clay moves the adoption and third reading of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, a concurrent resolution regarding the Electrical Utility Renewable Energy Standard Requirements. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the third. Senator from third votes aye. Having received a constitutional majority, Senate concurrent resolution number 1 has been third read and finally passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
See no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and on my left, right here behind the press table, we have a young man who is a second-year law student at the University of Missouri Columbia. He will be interning with my office, and I'd like for the Senate to welcome Brad Miller from Springfield, Missouri.
With the Senate, please welcome the guest, the Senator from Stoddard. Further announcement, Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I'd like to have an announcement.
Proceed.
Your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence will meet at 6 p.m. in the Senate Lounge.
Further announcements? Further announcements? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the announcement. All those in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.